This is Terry Mandaldio dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jessica Swisher, please note the following medical letter, period. Jessica is J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Swisher is S-W-I-S-H-E-R, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 45-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 161 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 3rd, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. A new driver hit the patient's vehicle head-on, period. The patient was in a Cadillac. Period. Airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was dazed, period. The patient was jerked and her left knee hit the vehicle, period. Her left arm was hit by an airbag, period. She had immediate pain in her left knee, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, left arm, rib cage, comma, and bilateral legs, period. This injury aggravated her prior anxiety and depression, period. New paragraph. Despite a treatment present day, she is still having pain with diminished range of motion in her left knee, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain is described as constant, period. She does have diminished range of motion, period. The pain is a throbbing, stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg to the foot, period. She understood that she had soft tissue injuries, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis Mooresville, period. She had an MRI. Her family doctor referred her to orthopedics at Ortho Indy, period. She returned to Ortho Indy after the MRI. She was seen a few times. She was referred to physical therapy in Greencastle, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include the following, period. The patient has problems climbing stairs, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, prolonged driving, comma, sports such as basketball and baseball, comma, walking over 80 yards, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include blood pressure medicine, comma, Lexapro, comma, and sleeping medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, comma, stretching exercises, comma, swimming, comma, heat and ice, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, and she was a recovering alcoholic, and the accident has caused reactivation, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for breast augmentation and colon surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured the left knee in the past, period. The patient had pre-existing anxiety and depression, requiring temporary more treatment, including Wellbutrin and sleep medicines, period. She is now back to her pre-accident state, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past. She had a minor one at age 21 with no treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a housewife, as well as a billing and an office helper for her husband's business, period. She was unable to assist her husband with his job for 3 months, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including Franciscus Mooresville records, Franciscan Alliance records, Ortho Indy Greencastle, and Ortho Indy West, period. Some of the pertinent findings: Ortho Indy Northwest, October 26, 2022. Chief complaint of knee injury. Patient is here for follow-up of her left knee MRI, period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident on September 3rd, 2022. She has pain in both her knees. The left is more significant, period. Assessment, bilateral knee pain, knee contusion, period. We discussed doing therapy to try to desensitize this, period. I indicated there is no structural problem that will require surgical management, period. We discussed other options, assessment knee injury and bilateral knee pain, period. MRI lower extremity left, October 18th, 2022. One prepatellar subcutaneous edema, suggestive of contusion, period. Small volume fluid within the subcutaneous prepatellar bursa may reflect a post-traumatic bursitis, period. Two, pronounced edema signal within the quadriceps fat pad, period. This may be related to recent trauma, period. Emergency room report, September 3rd, 2022, Franciscan Health Emergency Department, Mooresville. Patient was restrained driver in head-on collision this afternoon. States her head hurts, she is dizzy, left forearm injury and both knees hurt, period. Review of systems were abdominal pain, arthralgias, and back pain. Abnormalities were noted on examination, period. Several abnormalities were documented. They did some forearm radiographic studies, negative for osseous abnormalities. X-ray of the left and right knees, no osseous abnormalities. CT of the cervical spine showed straightening of the cervical spine with loss of the lordotic curve, period. My comment on this radiographic study is it takes a great deal of spasm from trauma to produce these findings, period. CT of the cervical spine was negative for fracture. CT of the head, negative for bleed. CT of the chest, negative, period. She was given a prescription for Norco, and their impression was motor vehicle collision, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 3rd, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel. On casual examination, the patient had an abnormal flex gait, period. Examination of the skin was unremarkable, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination and thyroid exam was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities revealed 15% swelling of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left knee, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was swelling of the left prepatellar bursa, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee with flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. Neurological examination was normal with reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, prepatellar subcutaneous edema, comma, post-traumatic bursitis, comma, and edema in the quadriceps fat pad, period. Number 2, aggravation of anxiety and depression that was pre-existing, period. Number 3, head, comma, neck, comma, left arm, comma, rib cage, comma, and right leg trauma resolved, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 3rd, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-2. The patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left knee, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $75 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Knee injections at an estimated cost of $2,000 would be warranted, period. A knee brace at an estimated cost of $200 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. And there's always the possibility of surgery involving the left knee should she continue to have difficulties, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.